Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. Right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here as we're getting into the 4th of July holiday, obviously. We say 4th of July holiday, we really should say Independence Day holiday, because that's what we celebrate on the 4th of July, our nation's independence, declaring themselves to be a sovereign nation independent from Great Britain. Prior to that, we were the British colony in the Americas, British colonies, I should say, and those colonies came together, banded together, and they became the sovereign states in union that we refer to today now as the United States of America. And what a miraculous beginning we had. So we'll talk about some of those things here hopefully today. And also we're going to look at a couple things in the Bible that hopefully be encouragement to you as you go into this long weekend. And so with that, let's open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to celebrate our nation's independence. We thank you for the opportunity to be on the air here. We thank you for the blessings that you've given to us. And we just pray that you would just use the program today to be an encouragement to somebody. And Lord, we're going through a difficult time as a nation here as we come into this Independence Day celebration. But help us take time to look back to the blessings that you've given to us, the blessings that you bestowed upon this nation, and the freedoms that we have. And so we just thank you and just bless now. Help us point people to Christ that are searching and encourage believers in their walk with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to see you, or well, I don't really see you because we're on the radio, but good to have you with us here today. And just want to mention, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. If you go there, you can link to our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You can also link to our Facebook page, or you can go to us directly on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You should be able to, in another couple of minutes, catch our YouTube broadcast of the program. We've got that going right now, and that's shared over to our Facebook page, or you can just go to YouTube and search for Live with Pastor Al. You'll find our channel there. And if you subscribe to it, then you'll be able to know when we come on. And hopefully it's streaming through today without any problems. And we've got a couple other social platforms that you can find us on right now as we're trying to break free from being dependent on Facebook, because, of course, Facebook causes or gives us a certain amount of grief. I have to laugh. I posted something just as an amusement earlier this past week. It was just kind of a graphic that you look at it and it makes it, it fools your eyes and makes them kind of swirl. And it had been posted on somebody else's site, attributed to a Japanese neurologist who used it as a stress test. And so I posted it on there. The other site had it on there without any Facebook comments or censorship of any kind. I put it on my site, Live with Pastor Al, on Facebook. And within seconds, I don't even think it was 10 seconds, I already was fact-checked. I was fact-checked in, ultimately I was fact-checked not only in English, but Spanish and Russian. and they put the Facebook face mask on it, you know, where it puts the little thing saying, you know, that blurs and obscures with like a little gray thing that you can't really tell what's there, and says, this is misleading or false information or something to that effect. And I thought, what in the world? And they said, well, this wasn't some Japanese neurologist. So I edited the graphic so that the comment, the words that were on it were taken off, and I reposted it. I deleted the original post, and I reposted it with just the graphic without any reference to a Japanese neurologist. And within 5 seconds, it was fact-checked again, and there was the gray face mask on there that Facebook put on it, and say it was false and misleading information. So obviously, the idea was when you looked at it, if you were under stress, the image would kind of swirl around. The more that it swirled, the more stress you were under. So I put a comment on there. I edited my comment and said, obviously, the Facebook fact-checkers must have felt like they were in a maelstrom. Big Brother was getting seasick looking at it. So at any rate, but here's the thing. This is why I bring this up. We went back to the other page, the other Facebook page, where we had found it, and it was still there, complete with the attribution of a Japanese neurologist. But it was fact-checked and blocked on my page. Now, why would that be? Why would Facebook be paying closer attention to my page than to that other person's page? Well, if you don't think there's censorship on Facebook, I've got a bridge in New York that you might be interested in. But at any rate, there's problems with Facebook right now. There's a lot of people that are on it, so it does have certain benefits. But I do want to let you know about Parler. Parler.com is a great site, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. I got involved on that one not too long ago, and you can find us on Parler.com. And let's see, let me get over there. I was doing something here, and I got away from Parler. But also, while I'm going back to Parler there, want to mention, too, also USA.life. That's another good alternative to Facebook. And these are both, you can get on both of them for free. I don't get anything for advertising them. However, if you do go to Parler and you Google my name on Parler, I'm trying to think, see if I can get it changed over to Pastor Al or Live with Pastor Al. But right now, you'll have to Google my name on Parler. I'm sorry, not Google. Enter my name on Parler as Alfred B. Davis. Same as my email account, but that's what it's linked to right now. But you can find that there. And on USA.life, you can find us as Pastor Live with Pastor Al. So you can find us there. And I'm going to try and get some more things over to Facebook, directing people in that direction as well. There's some really good things over there. So Parler is a bit bigger. It's got more money behind it. USA.life has some. It's got some Christians that started it, and so and they're both new, or at least newer and growing, so you might find them as a good alternative to Facebook. And what a great time this weekend, the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend, to declare a little independence from the Facebook censors. All right, well, with all that in mind, wanted to share something with you here today. And consider what has taken place with our country's founding. You know, we have a couple of passages here that I was looking at that relate, I think, very directly to the founding of our country. Not every one of the founding fathers was a born-again, Bible-believing Christian, washed in the blood, saved, sins forgiven on their way to heaven, but that by far the majority of them certainly had a Judeo-Christian worldview, and they looked very much to the Bible, especially many of the parts of the Old Testament, as their guide. And many of them were Christians, were saved. And I'm not going to try and go through all of them right at the moment, but there's a couple passages in the Bible. Psalm 33:12 is a passage that ought to be familiar to every patriotic Christian. It says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." And then it's kind of interesting when you follow verse 12, that's the one that usually gets quoted. "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Then the next two verses say, "The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth." And that not only tells us the blessing upon the nation whose God is the Lord, but that tells us that the Lord himself is watching the nations of men. The Lord is watching the citizens of those nations. The Lord is watching the people who are living in those nations, the people who are running the government in those nations. And that's a sobering thought if you're a government official, to know that God is watching you and watching if you're governing in accordance with God's word, if you're governing from the standpoint that our nation's God is the Lord. And when we say Lord here, if you look in your King James Bible, it's all in caps, which means it's from Jehovah. And when we realize that our God is the Jehovah of the Bible, we realize that's not the Lord Krishna, and that's not the Lord anything else. It's the Lord Jehovah God of the Bible. This is not a Hindu God. This is not the Muslim Allah. This is not any number of the Egyptian or Babylonian or Indian or whatever gods and goddesses you want to put in there. This means specifically, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, meaning the God of the Bible, the Lord. And of course, that Lord Jehovah took on human flesh and came into this world and was born in a human body, and he grew up without sin, and then he ministered, and he went to the cross, and that, of course, is Jesus Christ. The Bible says is God manifest in the flesh in John chapter 1, and this Lord, the God of the Bible, he came into this world, and you know what he did? He purchased our salvation so that we can have independence from sin. We could be broke free from the tyranny of sin and have freedom and liberty in Christ. Well, getting back to the freedom and liberty that we have in our country, looking at Psalm 33 there, in Psalm 144 and verse 15, the Bible says, "Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord." And this is another tremendous statement. And this is something that we need to realize. These people that are so dissatisfied. I had an unusual question asked of me the other day. I was in Garfield Heights, and an individual that lives in the area there and rides the bus a lot and travels back and forth, interacts with a variety of people. As he said, "I interact with people from all backgrounds, all religious backgrounds, all ethnic backgrounds, all skin color backgrounds, and all economic backgrounds all the time. We get along fine." And he says, but he said, "I want to ask you a question." He said, "Do you think that things are really all that bad between people in this country, and is racism all that bad, or is it just some people who are suddenly stirring up a lot of problems?" And in his reason was because on an individual basis, he got along fine with everybody that he interacted with. And I said, well, you know, I tend to think it's a lot of people are stirring up problems. They're focusing on the flaws and the blemishes in our society, and they're forgetting the good things in our society. And here's what I mean. You ever get a paper cut? Sometimes you get a paper cut, and you don't even know that you got a cut. And you're going along, and you get this paper cut. You don't realize it's there. Then all of a sudden, you notice a little drop of blood or something, and you look, and you say, wow, I cut my finger. And now it stings like crazy because you know it's there. And it's a relatively minor thing, but the more you focus on it, the more it becomes problematic. And the same thing happens in a lot of relationships. You ever realize, you take a man and a woman, they get married, they become husband and wife. And generally speaking, when two people are in love, they concentrate on the good points, the things that they like about each other. And many of the other things become kind of secondary. But as they begin to get unhappy with each other or dissatisfied with each other, they start concentrating more and more on the flaws, the blemishes, the warts, the wrinkles. And before you know it, that's all they see. And that's a lot of what's happening. And you know why? It's because we're a nation of people who are rejecting the God of the Bible. You don't believe that's true? Look at the party platform for the Democratic Party. The Democrats have rejected God, and they rejected His word. They've rejected His commands. They've rejected His teachings. No wonder they're so unhappy. Psalm 144, verse 15 says, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. I keep getting things online that people try to post trying to say that if you're not 100% supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, you're a racist, and you don't know what you're talking about if you say all lives matter, if you say that Black Lives Matter only looks at a few favored few or the favored few of the left, because Black Lives Matter, if they really were serious, if they really were sincere, don't you think they would be out at the abortion clinics that very disproportionately murder unborn black babies more than any other group? They, you know, Planned Parenthood. What person that affiliates with Black Lives Matter would support Planned Parenthood? Their founder, Margaret Sanger, referred to people with black and brown skin as human weeds that needed to be eliminated. And that was one of her purposes with Planned Parenthood. And if Black Lives Matter really was sincere, then they would be out, they would be the number one group out in front trying to shut down these abortionaries that are largely located near minority communities. Interesting, isn't it? Well, they don't seem to care too much about that. Also, when you look at it, the huge number of people that are being murdered in Chicago every weekend. We've had record numbers of murders in Chicago of young black men and women murdered on the streets of Chicago. Record numbers. Memorial Day weekend was terrible. Father's Day weekend was terrible. And probably this weekend is going to be terrible as well. And there's sites where you can find some of those figures online. I'm not going into all of them right now. But why aren't they out in Chicago trying to stop the murders of innocents? You know, and I could go on and on. But you know what? The problem with Black Lives Matter movement, now, I'm not talking about the sentiment, because obviously black lives do matter. We know that. And I don't know any intelligent, born-again Christian that doesn't believe that. But it's the movement itself that's a Marxist movement. And kind of ironic that Black Lives Matter is leading the charge of getting rid of all vestige of old white people, and yet they're following a political philosophy that was formulated by a couple of old white guys, Marx and Engel. They weren't people of color, believe me. But at any rate, Black Lives Matter movement is a Marxist movement. It's an anti-God movement. They reject the Bible. They reject Christianity. They're trying to promote the entire LGBTQ litany of demands. In fact, for whatever reason, Black Lives Matter's got a fascination with black transgendered people and promoting them. And I go on and on and on, but in reality, Black Lives Matter is a leftist organization, communist organization, that's being funded by people outside the United States in an effort to destroy what we have in the United States. And it's an organization, obviously, whose God is not the Lord of the Bible. They do have a God. It's the God of this world. Jesus said Satan is the God of this world. And that's the God that's behind this Marxist, Leninist, communist, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-life organization. Black lives do matter. But the Black Lives Movement does not come from God. And if you're a Christian and you're thinking about being involved in that, why don't you do some research into that and then go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, where it says that we ought not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And there's some good passages there you might find out. But let me get back to some things. Talk about the amazing founding of our country in the Declaration of Independence, which was accepted on July the 4th, 1776. It says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands that have connected them with another and to assume the powers of earth, the separate an equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. That's the first paragraph. And you notice in the first paragraph, here is a recognition of nature's God. This is the God of the Bible. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament displays his handiwork. And this is nature's God. And it's right here in the first paragraph. The second paragraph says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government, of the governed. Excuse me. And when you look at this, this is our Creator. This is the God of the Bible once more, our Creator, that gave us certain unalienable rights. You realize the First Amendment, which recognizes our right to freedom of religion, free speech, freedom of the press, and freedom to worship and to petition the government for redress of grievances. This is not a right that's created by the government. This is not a right that's given to us by the government. This is one of the rights the government recognizes that God gave us, that our Creator gave us. So in the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence, we already have two references to the God of the Bible. And again, when we get down to the closing paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, it says, we therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free independent states they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all the other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence, We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. There's two more references to the God of the Bible, the supreme judge of the world that they recognize. As we saw there in Psalm 33, he's watching. He looks down from heaven, Psalm 33:13, beholding all the sons of men. Psalm 33:14, from the place of his habitation, he looked upon all the inhabitants of the earth. And then they finally recognize that we need firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. We need God in our lives today. Declare independence, put your faith in Christ, and live for Him. Thanks for listening. Happy 4th of July Independence Day. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.